I'm your host, Christine, and welcome to Umyeong Cast, where you can listen to great teacher Umyeong's words of wisdom. Today's story is called To Have an Innocent Mind Like the Little Prince. The Little Prince, written by a French writer, Saint-Exupéry, is a novel that people would have read in childhood. Many people want to learn the innocent and kind mind of the little prince. It is said that people lose their innocence as they grow older. We are losing our kind, original nature and become to hate and envy others, harm others, and become more selfish in order to survive in the fierce competition of today's society. People yearn for the little prince's innocent mind in such a life. In some sense, the little prince seems to have no ego at all. In a psychological aspect, the standard of being innocent and not innocent is whether one's ego is weak or strong. One with a weak ego does not envy or feel jealousy about others and does not hate others. He does not care only for himself, but always cares for others and considers them. As he is pure, he takes and accepts things or people as they are without making judgments. However, one with a strong ego always tries to win over others, envies them, is full of conceit, and only cares for himself. Therefore, he does not care about others' problems. Because he is not innocent, he cannot see things in people as they are, criticizes them, and points them out. He can never accept and block them from his mind. The little prince is not the one with weak ego. It wouldn't be so far-fetched to say that he does not have any ego. In some sense, ordinary people are unintentionally kept under a strong ego to live in the rough world. A school's educational system is also a system of competing with each other. It is evident from the examination system, isn't it? It is the same in the workplace. Stronger and smarter people get more money and benefits and are treated better. That's why we have been forced to be in a situation to grow our ego. Then thinking inversely, isn't a system to weaken one's ego needed in the world? It is to throw away the self's ego and return to the innocent mind of origin. Of course, it does not mean that we need to become a fool. One with weak ego, like the little prince, does not become a fool, but becomes rather wise, cares for others, and becomes a righteous person who does not harm others. If a school or educational program to make one's ego weak exists in the world, what would you do? You might be surprised, but it has already come out to the world, and I have already undergone this program. I have also seen so many people who have brought enormous changes in their life through this education. To weaken the ego is to throw away the selfishness, the false mind, completely recover the true mind and live as the original nature of a human being. The original nature of a human being is not to harm others and do deeds to benefit each other like nature. As we follow the rules of the society, we have gotten to add up false mind and become more selfish gradually. It would be truly good if everyone in the world changes their mind to the innocent one like the little prince. Then the world will become a much better place to live, to care for one another, coexist, and exist for one another. To conclude, let me introduce the writing of teacher Umyeong, the real teacher of the generation, who has been devoting his life to make people in the world enlightened to the truth and only hoping for others' everlasting life. From teacher Umyeong's book, Stop Living in This Land, Go to the Everlasting World of Happiness, Live There Forever. Idealism. Idealism is truth itself, the state of completeness. To be ideal is to become truth, when all of one's thoughts and actions are oriented towards truth. An ideal life is when one lives born as truth. The reason idealism has not been realized in religion, even though they aim towards it, is because they do not have the method to get to the state of idealism. Therefore, they only talk of what is ideal through scriptures, and are unable to reach the ideal world. There are tens of thousands of different religious sects because the scriptures have been interpreted by those who have not gone into the ideal world, and human thought has become the scriptures. Reaching the ideal world and being reborn in the ideal world itself is true idealism. Then such a world will be realized. The way to realize this is to ignore and eliminate one's false self. When it is gone, the origin exists. And when he is reborn in the mind of the origin, then this is the ideal world. Imagine for a moment that you had never been born. The world still exists. Even if the stars, the moon, and the earth, and everything on earth had not been born, the empty sky that is the emptiness still exists. This is the origin, the source, God, and the creator. When one returns to the mind of this existence itself and is reborn here as the substance of the empty sky, then this place is heaven. It is the ideal world. Idealism is the thoughts, actions, and life of one who has gone to this world. When the realization of idealism becomes possible, it will become an ideal world. The true ideal world is when the world becomes one mind. When without separation between you and me, the world lives as one. We hope you enjoyed today's insightful poem by great teacher Umyeong. Thank you for listening, and please join us next time on Umyeong Cast, where the more you listen to great teacher Umyeong's writings, the more you gain wisdom. This Umyeong Cast is sponsored by Mom USA. If you would like to learn more about great teacher Umyeong, please visit umyeong.org.